Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And today's show, we've got a couple different guests here from Fort Riley. We'll get to those here in a moment. We're going to be previewing the ghost tours. We're also going to be talking about Retiree Appreciation Day and the drive-through shot clinic at the hospital on Fort Riley. And a little later on, we'll talk with folks from the Manhattan Housing Authority as well. We're going to start things off, though, here. Segment number one, we're going to be talking about the ghost tours that's put on by Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, and the president of that organization is Mary Teller, and she joins us in studio. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here, and we're looking forward to Halloween and all the festivities that are going on, and this is a fun annual event that Fort Riley's put on. I don't think it was quite the same last year, but tell us what's going on.
It is. So they were able to conduct ghost tours last year, obviously a little bit different. So this year we are still falling under some COVID mitigations and following restrictions, but we are able to offer our ghost tours. We're able to offer a tour every 20 minutes. Tours begin at 4 and our last tour leaves at 7:40. So we do have our allotted number, you know, to follow the regulations, but we're excited to bring back as much of the true ghost tour part of it as that we can. So we have actually got the paranormal team, Old School Paranormal out of Hayes, Kansas. They've been to the installation 3 times previously. They will not be conducting any type of hunting for our ghost tours. They will strictly be stationary at the Custer House sharing their experience and what they were able to get in their previous visits, but we'll have them out there. We're going to have the Fort Riley Middle School Orchestra out there playing. We're going to have the CG's Color Mounted Guard out in their periodic uniforms. We'll have concessions. So we're really looking forward to the tour this year. We've got a lot of different tour locations for everybody to go around and see, and we've got some amazing volunteers who are going to make it happen for us.
All right. Well, is there a cost to go on these tours?
There is, Brandon. And, you know, in past, there has not been. But, again, due to our group number allotment, you want to hold people accountable. And if you just have people reserve a time slot, as you know, doesn't mean that they'll actually show. So tickets were $5 this year. All the funds go back to the Historical and Archaeological Society, and in turn, we then help the other organizations on base, the Combined Scholarship Fund, you know, preserving the history, our footprint project for the museum. So we're hoping in years to come that maybe they can get back to their norm, you know, more open tours and not charging. But for this year, it's what was best. So,
okay. Well, if someone's hearing this morning, do you still have spots available?
So we do not. Oh, we actually sold tickets. Our tickets sold out in 2.5 days.
Wow.
Which is, you know, pretty amazing. There is, you know, still the chance that somebody might not be able to make it, but we did try to be as open as possible, you know, with our regulations, and we had 240 tickets for sale. So the fact that those sold out is amazing because, again, it was, you know, profits raised for HASFR, but we are completely sold out, and due to our limitations, we cannot add in any slots.
Okay. Well, even yet, it's a really fun event here for folks who haven't been, and I haven't been myself, but
Did you get tickets this year?
No, I didn't.
We sold out too fast for you.
Yeah, too quickly there, but from what I've heard, this is a lot of fun, and I've done similar things in the past, and, you know, this is kind of the tours last for, what, about an hour or something like that?
They do, 45 minutes to an hour. Each tour has a tour guide. That tour guide will share some little tidbits and stories of locations as they're walking the groups to the actual location. And then at the location, there's storytellers. There may be some ghostists in that particular storyteller's story. And in that location, there will be some just kind of in the area that may correlate with a little snippet of a story that they're going along the way. Yeah.
All right. And it's kind of spooky. I know that sometimes there's rumors that people see ghosts or they've seen ghosts.
Yes. So I personally have not read the books or done any of the research on anything. I'm waiting until our time is up at Fort Riley. But one that does particularly stick out to me is I was a tour guide last year, and it was down near the artillery parade field. And there is the Lady in Chains is what they say. She's on the artillery parade field. She can be seen sometimes in the early morning when the fog and the dew are still on the ground and kind of walking along the edge. And so after being a tour guide and sharing that with the group, I have been a little intrigued. I have not made it out there to to see for myself. But yes, there we were told, you know, we're all told that live in that housing area that we all have friends, and some are just more noticeable than others.
Interesting. That's very interesting. So where do you guys, what all do you tour when you're out there? Where does it start? Where does it finish?
So we alternate every year on the location. This year we are going to be, check-in and registration will be right near the Custer House. We'll be starting there, the Calvary Parade Field area, kind of going down around. We will then circle around to Barry and Forsyth. So we'll start on Sheridan and then loop around last year, and then again next year they'll be at the Artillery Parade area in the Schofield. So both areas have an abundance of stories. They change every year, but just kind of to switch up the location, you know, forefront different stories in the different locations. So this year, you know, a highlight is going to be that the Susan Fox Ghostess may be at the trolley station, because that's part of our tour. You know, you never know. Carr Hall, which is the historic housing building, is part of our tour. Quarters 1 and 2, which was also, again, because I have not divulged any of the books, but Quarters 1 and 2 are on our tour this year. So that was also a peak of interest for me. I might have to look at the scripts a little bit and kind of see what's going on.
All right. Very interesting. Well, and you know, this is a nice family-friendly event. You can take your kids. It's not too spooky.
Yes, it is. So we always leave that up to parental discretion. You know, some people have children who are really into it regardless of their age. We did charge for children 3 and above as far as tickets. But those children younger are welcome, you know, strollers, carrying your child. But yeah, it is, you know, I'll be honest, as it first starts at 4, it might be a little more mellow. And then as we continue on, it starts to get dark. Our storytellers have really gotten into their character. It could, you know, ante up a little bit, but we are open to whoever would, you know, has purchased tickets and would like to attend, and we let the parents decide what they think is best.
All right. Well, the folks who participate in this, I mean, you got to have a lot of volunteers to help out to do something like this.
We do. We're very thankful. So we have our two ghost board members. We have Richard and Julia. So they've been our leads. They've, you know, taken charge of everything. And then we do have our fellow HASFR board members that have volunteered. And we have amazing volunteers both within the community, and we've advertised. All of our volunteer slots are filled, so we appreciate that and thank everybody. But we did advertise on our historical and archaeological Facebook page, on our website. So we've got volunteers coming in, you know, from all over. And again, the old school paranormal is coming in to volunteer. So we, you know, could not put this event on without them.
Very cool. Well, it's 25 years. Obviously, it's a popular event. It's been very successful. What's your favorite thing about this whole thing? Oh, Dave's playing some music now. You probably can't hear. You're going to have to put the headphones on to hear the music, but.
Oh, I hear. Okay. So, honestly, I think one of my favorite parts was this past weekend when I had about 6 teenage girls in the Custer House with me who have volunteered to be my ghostess, and they were going through all of our historic wear and determining what they were going to wear to get into their roles. That was one of my favorite parts. And then hearing this music, and you know, as fall is coming in and the weather's getting cooler, it just, there's something about, you know, yes, there's the history of the base, and at times it can make some people uncomfortable, but you can't help but get into the realm of, you know, everything that's going on and what's around. So it is neat. You know, it's a different way to share some of the history and the stories on the base, but it's a real creative and fun family event that we are happy to be able to share with everybody.
All right. Well, that's cool. And I imagine you probably have some other events that are around the corner as well.
We do. So we went straight from Apple Days to Ghost Tours, and then right after Ghost Tours, we are going into our tour of homes. That event will be held on Saturday, December 4th. I do not have a lot of information to share at this time. Definitely be in touch with you as that becomes available. But we are working right now with Garrison on trying to see, you know, how we can have things happen for this year, mitigations following restrictions. So our hope and desire is to have the tours in person this year, but that has not been confirmed yet. So as soon as we do have more information, we will publish that on our website and our Facebook page and get it out to other social media events networks so that we can let everybody know, because that would also be a ticket purchase event.
And that's, just to clarify, that's a, is that a holiday-themed event?
It is.
Okay.
It's a holiday-themed event. It's in historic, the historic neighborhood. We have, you know, usually quarters one will be on the tour this year, but it gives everybody the opportunity to come in, see the different layouts of these homes because all of our homes are different. They may look cookie cutter on the outside, but they're not on the inside. And just to kind of get an idea of, you know, how people decorate. You may feel like you walk into a department store for one, and then you may walk into another one, and it's very simple but very elegant. So it's just, you know, a neat opportunity to be able to tour the inside of these beautiful homes, but also have some added decorations for the holidays.
All right. Very cool. Well, the ghost tours are happening Saturday, already sold out, but going to be a wonderful event, and we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me.
You bet. Mary Teller again joining us here, the president of the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. Stay tuned. We're going to have some guests here talking about Retiree Appreciation Day and the drive-through shot clinic at IACH. That's coming up next on In Focus.